you and your dog can have fun for a good cause. It's time for the third annual Paws for a Cause. Joining me is Amanda Bradham Little, and she is with Friends of the National MS Society and in charge of the MS Paws for a Cause. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and anything that involves dogs, I'm down for it. And this will benefit MS. First of all, before we go any further,
sure.
Tell us about MS, multiple sclerosis. I think it's something that people hear, but they may not really be familiar with necessarily what it is.
There are roughly about 1 million persons in the United States that have been diagnosed. It's a chronic illness that typically falls under the category of an autoimmune disease. It is more prevalent in females than men, and usually the diagnosis range is somewhere between 20 and 40. I was diagnosed at 44, so I fell out of that range a little bit. But more commonly than not, it's in that kind of window. There are many children that are diagnosed with MS, and of course, people that are outliers.
What symptoms might someone have that would, you know, make them go to the doctor and think they might have MS?
Sure. Sometimes I think it actually can take a while, and some people find a sense of relief when they are diagnosed. They'll attribute numbness or tingling or nerve pain to a tweaked back or a foot that maybe they slept wrong or an ongoing, I picked up my child wrong, and it just kind of keeps lingering. There are symptoms, though, that can be like a brick wall. Mine, for instance, I woke up blind in my left eye.
Oh, my goodness.
The day before I started at Avis and Young and Pace, and it was my first day on the job, and I woke up and I thought, well, we're gonna go to work with blindness in one eye.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite startling, and that was a brick to the head. So that ended up being optic neuritis, which is very common for those of us with MS. To have blurred vision, double vision, loss of vision in one eye, typically not permanent, but it does take massive amounts of steroids that are given intravenously. And that usually can start the path of someone becoming diagnosed with MS.
Is steroid treatment the standard treatment, or are there different ways MS is treated?
It's more of a Band-Aid to settle down the inflammation, which is what's happening. And sclerosis itself means scarring. So when someone's having a relapse, and that's when disability is happening, it is often what is used to calm those inflamed nerves in the brain. And so very often, MS is related to an iPhone cord, where you have the white plastic sheath on the outside. Well, if one of our dogs chews on it and it becomes frayed, then that signal from the brain to wherever it's going has now been disrupted. And so that's why all of the, you know, more often than not, it's called a snowflake disease, because everyone has different symptoms. Not one person has the same symptom. And so it becomes difficult, and people say, oh, you look just fine. But inside, you know, their nerves are frayed, literally. And, you know, it's not sending the correct signals. There's times when I felt like it's ants marching across my eyebrows. You feel like water is being dripped on you, but it's not. I felt like people were pinching me all over randomly my body in the beginning, and I couldn't figure out why. And those were just my nerves firing. And then there are sometimes when a inflammation or relapse hits, it can hit in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and you don't know. Maybe I'm fine. I don't notice anything. But it's when it hits New York City, Chicago, St. Louis, that often you know, all of a sudden, okay, you know, having optic neuritis is hitting in the middle of the ocean.
Sure, I can't even imagine going to work in that condition. Does Friends of the National MS Society, or do you work more as a support group, or do you help to raise money for maybe people who need treatments they can't afford, or what do you do?
So really, we two out of the three of us sit on the board for the National MS Society locally here at the Gateway chapter. And so we really just kind of do our own events to raise money that goes back to the National MS Society. So while we're affiliated with them, they're not hosting per se, we are. And then the money just goes straight back to them.
Clearly, you must be a dog person because the third annual Paws for a Cause is taking place at Barkay. Can you tell us a little bit about what happens?
At the event, for $40 per person, you receive a really epic swag bag that is filled with everything from this year's custom dog toy from Performance Roofing is a Stanley dog toy. So it looks like a Stanley. It's got two squeakers in it. We're all so passionate about dogs, and I think it really does relate to anyone with a chronic illness or even veterans or anyone with PTSD, that I think we've learned that they just really bring a sense of joy and comfort to us when, and they know more than we do when we need them. And so I think this event just really celebrates them and celebrates the relationship that we have with our dogs. Or if you don't have a dog, you can come borrow one of ours for the evening. But everybody receives the swag bag, a t-shirt, lots of dog toys in there. Native Pet has daily supplements that'll be in there, frisbees for your dog, and then, of course, 3 hours of limited open bar from Barkay.
All right. Well, I've seen the swag bag, and it is epic. It is adorable. How do people get tickets? They're $40 a person, and it is coming up on September 26th.
So you can visit our website at www.mspawsforacause.org.
All right. That is Amanda Bradham Little with MS Paws for a Cause. It's coming up Thursday, the 26th at Barkay. Thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks for having me.